9:13 now at KBear 102 and KBear102.com. The Nordic Film Series wraps up for this season on Thursday, and there's a very special film that has been brought in, and not only has the film been brought in, but the guy who wrote it has been brought in as well, and he is accompanied by two young filmmakers from Finland who are working on a different project, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But first, let me welcome into the program here, and I'm going to need help with all of these pronunciations. We welcome in Mikko Mililati.
Yes.
Which is close, I'm sure.
Close enough, thank you.
But not legitimate. Your film is called The Happiest Day in the Life of Olli Mäki. Who was Olli Mäki?
Well, Olli Mäki is, nowadays we consider him as one of the best boxers in Finland.
I did not know that Finland was known for boxers.
Well, we are not that known for boxers, but Olli Mäki is definitely one of the best.
This was early 1960s, and he was lightweight, featherweight?
Featherweight, yes. And this was the film takes place in 1962, because that was the year when he got the chance for the world championship title.
He had a chance. What happened when he got the chance?
Well, I don't want to spoil the film, but
no, we don't want to give it. We don't want to do any spoilers here.
But the film is about this match, and he was competing against American Davey Moore, which is also quite a familiar character. Even Bob Dylan wrote a song about him,
I've heard that name.
Some
personal things happened to him.
Yes, and this film is about a boxer, but it's not the boxing film in that sense. I mean, it's more like a love story, let's say.
Why did you decide to write this film and put it together?
Well, I was working with the director Juho Kuosmanen, and he wanted somebody to. He needed a screenwriter, and the first thing he called me, I said that okay, this sounds very intriguing, but I don't know that much about boxing, to be honest. I'm a poet.
Okay, but as you said, it's not a boxing movie.
It's not a boxing film, and that's what I said to the director, that okay, you want me to write about this subject then? And he said that yes, I really want you to do it, not some sports guy.
So since you're a poet, does it rhyme?
No, but it's black and white film. So.
Oh, is it really?
It's black and white, yes.
To reflect the 1962 time period?
Yes, yes. They wanted to make like, I think they made a nice choice for that.
Okay, yeah, that can be very effective.
Yes.
Doing a film in black and white. Now, this will be shown at the Finnish American Heritage Center on Thursday.
Yes.
At 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock. It is in Finnish, but there are English subtitles.
Yes, yes.
And the community is invited to see this film. And there is no official charge to do that, although donations are always accepted and appreciated to support the Nordic Film Series. And you are going to be there. You're going to talk about the film, answer some questions?
Yes, yes, I will be there answering questions if there are some questions arise after the screening, and also tell more about the background of the story and what about Olli Mäki.
This film came out very well and got a lot of honors.
Yes, it's fair to say that, because we opened in Cannes Film Festival and we won a quite big prize there. And after that, it's been sold to like more than 30 countries. And it was distributed in the United States as well.
Well, this was Finland's nomination at the Academy Awards.
Yes.
A couple of years ago, was it?
Yeah, 2016. We were the Finnish entry.
So does this open up professional doors for you now, having been associated with something so successful?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. And this was my first feature as a screenwriter, and also first for the director and for the producer as well. So we're kind of like... But yeah, we are doing well.
Do you have other projects ongoing now?
Yes, I'm writing another feature script. I would like to direct it myself, and I just finished a short film, yesterday, let's say. So it's pretty
yesterday,
fresh.
Really?
Yeah. I had to have a meeting with the sound designer on the phone. So,
okay.
So it's really fresh.
It's right off the stove here. Mikko Mililati is a film director, and again, his film, the one that he co-wrote, The Happiest Day in the Life of Olli Mäki, will be shown at the Finnish American Heritage Center on Thursday. And we have details about this showing on our QNRReport.com community calendar, and a link to a description of the movie as well there. So if you'd like to find out a little bit more about it, you can go to our calendar and you can check out the link and the information about what's going on. But it's not just Mikko's film that is involved here. There are a couple of other young filmmakers from Finland who are here, and I'll work on these names. I have Jenny Toivonimi. There is no J. There is one in Dutch. And so I have Jenny Toivonimi here, and Ulla Heikkilä is here. And welcome to you both, and thank you for coming in this morning.
Hi, thanks.
Thanks for inviting us.
The two of you are here because you're working on a project that involves the famous 1913 copper strike. Ulla, tell me a little about that.
Well, we started working on this project right like 2 years ago, doing research when we stumbled upon the Italian Hall disaster, which we actually knew nothing about before. It's not an event that's very much known in Finland. And then we started to read about the strike in general, and we just became more and more interested in the strike period and started working on a drama TV series about the era. And yeah, now we are here for research. And we are writing the series at the moment.
Jenny, is this your first time here?
Yeah, for sure. But it's such an amazing for both of us after researching the area and getting familiar with the maps and suddenly being here.
I can imagine if you've spent 2 years looking at someplace from afar, finally to get there, must be quite an eye-opening experience. What has surprised you about us?
I think I'm most surprised how much of the old things are still here, how well preserved it is compared to Finland, because we kind of got rid of everything old in the 60s. So I'm very happy to see so many of the places.
I had a guest from Finland in the studio a few years ago, and I said, what's the difference between the copper country and Finland? And she said, Finland is much more Finnish. But I have heard that we perhaps in some respects... Our Finnish history froze here about a century ago, and people who hear our people speak Finnish, the people here who speak Finnish, say that it's kind of a quaint, old-fashioned version of the language because we haven't evolved with the language here the way that modern Finland has, because modern Finland is certainly a very progressive and forward country and very, very modern, and we're kind of looking at Finland yet from 100 years ago, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, the language is, it's really funny to hear people speaking Finnish here because the words they use are old, and then there are like a lot of made-up words like something between Finnish and English, and it's really nice to hear the dialect.
Finglish, I guess we could call it.
Yes.
So what is your eventual goal with this? I know you're working in conjunction with Finnish television on this project.
Yes. I think the goal would be to get the series made. I mean, it's going to be fairly expensive, so we're going to need like a lot of co-production from other European countries as well. But we are very happy to be working with the National Broadcasting Company at the moment, and they are also enthusiastic about the show. So we are hoping to get the production rolling like in maybe 3 to 4 years, because it's very slow to get these things running, but that's our goal.
So a multi-part series, is that your vision at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. I think like drama series is you need a lot of time to like honestly and fairly tell about something like this, because it has so many sides, and it's such a huge event, and all the implications to nowadays also. I think you can't tell it in 2 hours, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, it's going to be tough. I've done some research on this myself over the years and read a lot about it, and there are a number of sides, and to this day there are strong feelings about this tragedy here, particularly the Italian Hall tragedy, and about the strike itself here in the Copper Country. So good luck in putting that all together. Will you please keep us informed about how this project goes? Because when it comes to fruition, and I have every confidence that it will, and I know it takes time, boy, we would all like to know about it and see it and support it in any way we can.
Well, you will see it coming together because we have to come here many times.
Yes.
Well, and check in with me when you come back, if you would, please.
Absolutely.
So that we can kind of follow along with the progress on it and see how things are going. You are also going to be making a presentation at the Finnish American Heritage Center, and that will be this afternoon at 3 o'clock?
Yes.
What will you be talking about there?
There's going to be a screening of two short films made by us, just to kind of give you a little bit of idea what we've done before. They're not like about this thing, but it's just to show you something. And then we've invited people to come and ask questions about us and then tell us what they remember or what they want to.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the films that we're going to show if people are interested. And then people can also ask us about the Italian Hall project or the Strike project. And we would just be very honored and happy to meet kind of the community.
3 o'clock this afternoon at the Finnish American Heritage Center. No charge for that. And you can meet these two filmmakers, Jenni Toivoniemi and Ulla Heikkala, who are working on the 1913 project. And then Thursday is tomorrow, isn't it? It's been a long week already. Thursday is tomorrow, the Nordic Film Series at 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock at the Finnish American Heritage Center. A great film, highly acclaimed film, The Happiest Day in the Life of Olli Mäki. And that, of course, will involve Mikko Mililati, who is the author of the script for that. And he will be there to answer your questions about it. And I hope that you have a wonderful turnout, Mikko.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here. It's really nice to be here. And thank you for inviting us.
Thank you for coming in this morning. And good luck to all of you as you head on in your careers. And please keep us posted as you've got activities that involve the Copper Country.
We will.
We will do that, definitely.